Totally acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not pointing mics up, nor now, that's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
Very good, Mark. Excellent. So, right, so I'm going to start off with me, because it's my gig. And that's why I put me, because I'm a fan. So I'm going to do a few songs. I've got an exciting new album coming out in a week and a half's time. It's called Dinosaur Planet, as you can probably see from my breasts. Now this one occurs near the start of the album. This is about a character. You know when you go see a big blockbuster film, and in the bit before the credits, there's always like a plucky youngster who you're introduced to, who goes and says, "I'm just going to go and over here and basically you know they're going to die before you find out who the director of the film is, that sort of thing. That's spoilers, but that's what happens to this character. And this is about a character called Darren. He's a police constable in Norwich, and this film is called Don't Darren Don't. Don't Darren Don't drive your panda car into the old abandoned farm, and don't Darren Don't leave your police radio on the backseat with your phone. You might as well get into a Spitfire, clutching a photograph of the fiancé who you promised this mission will be your last. Don't, Darren, don't see a stranger glowing shape and decide to investigate. And don't, Darren, don't get any closer and then shout, "Is there anyone about?" You might as well go down the basement of a haunted house, saying, "There's no such thing as ghosts." Just as the lights go out, turn around and look behind you, Darren. When you heard a sound, I doubt that it was nothing. Every time I see you in films, Darren, I shout, turn around, but the same thing always happens. You'll be teleporting down to a planet wearing a red shirt. If someone's getting shot with a phaser gun, it won't be Captain Kirk. Or you'll be diving into the ocean, scoffing at the warning flags, saying, "These lifeguards don't know what they're talking about. Sharks never attack." Or you'll be driving a supervillain in your lorry to the prison yard, taunting Magneto, saying, "You'll never escape from behind these iron bars." Don't, Darren, don't. Come running crying home to me, you won't get any sympathy, just don't. Hey. So I'll do one more song, I think, from the rock opera. And now this song, when I first wrote this song, this was just, when I was writing the rock opera, I thought, I want the hero of this story not to be a lone maverick going out on his own against the advice of everybody else. Because I've worked with those people and they're twats. But they're really, it's about the return of the dinosaurs from space, basically what it's about. So it's a very scientifically accurate story. And in science, it's usually great big teams of people who do the work these days. And so that's what this song is about. This is about, so basically in Dinosaur Planet, the world is saved by good, team-working, evidence-based research. I'm expecting Steven Spielberg to drink any minute. And that's what this song is about, and this song is called A Little Bit. They had it easy in the Renaissance. They could invent new branches of science over lunch. But nowadays we work more incrementally. No one's naming any new elements after us. 'Cause we all do a little bit, that's how we do research. There's teams all around the world doing these little bits of work. We only do a little bit, but when you put them in a pot, all these little bits together turn into a lot. And no, it isn't very glamorous. We won't make a world-shattering breakthrough. We might find an explanation for gravitic oscillation, but I somehow doubt you'll hear it on the news. 'Cause we all do a little bit, but it's a little bit of good. And compared to working for a bank, that little bit's enough. We only do a little bit, but it's always for the best. Every great leap forward needs a lot of little steps. Like the movement of tectonic plates that slowly change the planet, or the tiny grains of sand that swallow cities. Like the mountain moved by raindrops or the jungle moved by ants. That's why my thesis still isn't finished. Some people think that they can save the world all by themselves, but all of history's heroes had a little bit of help. Robin Hood had merry men, King Arthur had all of his knights, even Batman had a butler to help him iron his tights. So if you do a little bit, don't be belittled by those who do a lot of nothing that's in any way worthwhile. Let's all get on with our little bits and let's take a little pride, knowing we are all a little bit of the future of mankind. It's always really nice doing my sort of songs where, like, there's bits in songs that people go, ha! Mm-hmm. So the bit about the PhD thesis, most people just go, like, I don't know what I'm talking about, we'll ignore it. But somebody always goes, ha! This is from my current rock opera that I'm performing. I usually, Steve, who I do the rock operas with, sings this song, but he's not fucking here. So I'm going to do it. I like this one, and this song here is called We Did It Anyway. You don't really need to know anything about the rock opera to understand this, it's fine. There are no dinosaurs or robots. Well, there are robots. Sorry, there are robots. We never won an award. Try again. We never got on the news. We weren't the talk of the town. We never got a review. No photography shoots. For the cover of a fashion magazine, and if you take a look in the record books, you won't find me. Everything that we've done has been roundly ignored by the makers of taste and the style reports. In a time yet to come, when they're writing the history of the human race, there'll be no trace of you and me. But we did it anyway, we were unaware. Much too busy having fun to know that no one cared. Because we did have some fun, and we did have some laughs. In fact, a lot of them were the best times that I ever had. All the places we went, everything that we did and we said. It's amazing to think of all the dancing and drinking, all the people we met. And we did it anyway, just because we could. If I could have that time again, you know what? I bloody would, so you can stop your awards. Forget the fame and the wealth. Because, you know, I wouldn't swap this life for anything else. Who needs a glow review? Don't bother asking for exclusive interviews. I don't need to have a lot of medals and cash when I've got friends like you. And we'll still do it anyway, just because it's good. We don't need the approval of you or anyone. We will do it anyway, and it will be great. Who cares if no one ever knows? We'll do it anyway, we'll do it anyway. When I book bands totally acoustic, there's a small number of reasons I do it. The first reason is usually they owe me a drink. The second reason is that I owe them a drink. And the third reason is that I've seen them play and think they're already good. These people have had no interface with my drinking. So I played them in Cambridge last year, and I just really enjoyed them. I thought they were excellent, and just watch them individually, because they're all doing things. That's what I think. Just keep looking out. They'll all be doing something, and you'll enjoy it.
So please welcome Model Village.
Thank you very much.
Recording yesterday on a boat in the Thames, which was, I would highly recommend. The guy has a light ship on Trinity Wharf.
It's quite good when the tide's out. When the tide's in, you sort of sway around a bit.
I like that.
Yeah.
At first I thought it was just me, until I realised we are actually moving, so it's okay. It's very fancy.
And we were going to record this song, but we weren't very good at playing it, so we recorded something else. We'll play it
so
now.
Enjoy.
If the drumming's terrible on it. So
yeah, so luckily we do play that tonight. We say that because our drummer's too busy planning lessons for tomorrow to come and bother. You can leave that bit in.
My camera
was just in the absence of him, Dan's kind of here really good.
It's thanks to Queen's Road now. kissing in rooms while horses play. And I'm ever grateful, though your hair's far from bleach. And you'll marry in September.
Guess the instrument, because Kenny didn't come to practice when we did this, so I just keep looking around and thinking, well, what's he
looking
at? Sadly, he's got it all right.
We did request that he brings a harp. He does have a harp. He's refused to play it.
Some lame excuse about the bus or something.
Bye.
fact, this is kind of appropriate because apparently it's going to be cold. There's going to be a cold snap, and this is a song about dealing with the global catastrophe of the environment change in a very novel way by imagining that we all lived in a tiny model village. It's called Perfect Scale.
Last month when we did this, I had we had John Otway play. He was one of my all-time heroes of rock, and it was a bit worrying and embarrassing because I kept looking at him thinking, like, I think you're fucking great, but at least he was older than me, so it wasn't too bad. This time we have somebody who's recorded one of my favourite albums of all time, which is because it's difficult for me because I'm used to people I know recording rubbish records that I pretend to like. Sean's released many of them, it's fine. So it's a bit difficult when somebody releases a record I think is great. It's difficult. It's a hard thing to cope with. It doesn't happen too often, or indeed at any other time in my career in rock, so it's fine. When I said there was three reasons to book people, the third reason was that I think Timmy's really good, and that's why I booked this person here tonight. So please welcome and enjoy the stylings of Elizabeth Morris.
I'm going to play the new Hello Darling single on Myron. Could you ever understand how you ended up here? Any friend you've ever had has disappeared. And the tug of a heartstring is the line that pulls you home. You bear witness to the ones you used to know. And I keep having these dreams. And I keep having these dreams. And I keep having these dreams. Come to you when you fall down and when the lights go out, and we'll set the world to rights when I find you under Capricornia skies. Don't you wanna be someone you've gotta let it go? If we stay here, we'll be all before we know. And the shadow of a midday sun burns beneath your feet, and the old dogs are still sleeping in the street. And I keep having these dreams, and I keep having these dreams, and I keep having these dreams. I will come to you when you fall down and when the lights go out, and we'll set the world to rights when I find you under Capricornia skies. And you ask more questions than you answer. It pulls me out and I go with the tide. And you tilt my world on its axis every time I look into your eyes. You say the things you love are the things you never have, and when you hold them, they pass through your hands like sand. Well, I could make promises to you that I could never hold, and underneath the Southern Cross, these histories fold. And I keep having these dreams, and I keep having these dreams, and I keep having these dreams. I will come to you when you fall down and when the lights go out, and we'll set the world to rights when I find you to Capricornia skies.
Thank you. The next song I'm going to play, this is a song I took a day off work to write. I don't know, have you ever done that?
Working from home.
Working from home.
Yeah. It's quite good though if you take a day off, because you gives you extra reason to try harder. Anyway, this song is called Wonderland. It's got a big Paul Raines guitar intro, but I'll just play it. On a blustering winter day, on a crowded underground train, you had the numbers. Holding the cards closer than ever, you could avoid those eyes forever if you just try it. Lost to the city, will I ever see your face again? Lost to the party, it's a wonderland we're living in. And I'm not saying I'm waiting for a star sign, but you are on your way to being left behind. Left behind, left behind. The February rain is washing all our days away, and you feel tired. In the puddles at your feet shine the traffic light, wishes that you keep, and you feel lucky. Lions, and I'd protect you in our den. We could be polar bears, and I would hunt you till the end. And I'm not saying I'm waiting for a star sign, you are on your way to being left behind, left behind. Feels like the world is ending, but I'm with you and I don't care. Feels like the world. People that have ever covered an Isle of Arran song. One of them is a Spanish guy in his pants on YouTube who does My Heart is a Drummer, but he clearly doesn't know the song. Like, it's really strange. He doesn't sing it at all. He doesn't even get the words right, and he's like glaring at the words like off screen. But he's in his pants, so it's funny. But the other one is Dreaming, that Mark Hibbert covered.
I win.
And so I passed Mark a note and said, would you sing Dreaming with me? And he said, yes.
Woo!
Are you going to do it? Are we going to do it like Westlife?
Stand up in the middle.
Stand up for the key change.
Your hands, Mark.
Oh,
with me tonight. The frost's on the window. It's freezing out here on the pavement, but here in your arms, oh, it's heaven. And I can wait for you now, but not forever.
I've tried everything I've known to make you understand. This is not a game for lonely hearts played by a lonely band. We've both got so much to lose. But here in your arms, it's heaven. I could wait for you now, but not forever.
Sorry. No, the surprise and happy wars.
Don't ask why, it's just because.
Down by the harbour in the dawn.
It's not a star, it's a satellite.
The thought of it keeps me from sleeping. Or am I already dreaming?
Or am I already dreaming?
I'd left it to the last minute to write anything for this recording we had to do. So, yeah. It's funny about that. Drive from St. Lucia to surface in my old university car. We had the windows down for our aircon. The door was so hot that you burned your arm. It was the tail end of summer, and the heat washed in with the breeze. And you were searching for something to sing to. The radio play another terrible song, but lucky for me, you found a tape with Tallulah on, and it's been a long time since I've seen all my old friends, but I really love my new friends.
Well, I've known them a long while. Then last summer you wrote me a letter on the back of a surf magazine. You said you didn't have any paper, and maybe you wondered what could have been. So I sent you a postcard from Berlin of a fat man eating a sausage. It hid the fact I was hiding. DJ played another terrible song, but lucky for us, we found a bar with the Maytals on, and it's been a long time since I've seen all my old friends, but I really love my new friends. Feel I've known them a long while. I'm wondering if you've already heard all the songs that'll mean something. And I'm wondering if already met all the people that'll mean something. Daydreaming the places where we used to stay. I used to brush them away. St. Kilda, Coolangatta, Bondi Beach and Coogee Bay. I like the sound of their names, and I wonder if you wanna go there with me when I'm finished over here. If you're not finished with me, and I wonder if you would wanna go there with me when I'm finished over here. You're not finished with me, and I wonder if you wanna go there with me when I'm finished over here. If you're not finished with me. Thank you very much.
And that was Totally Acoustic. A lovely evening. Thanks very much to Elizabeth and to Model Village for playing. Thanks for who you came. And thanks to you for listening. Our next one is on February the 9th, also at the King and Queen, when we'll have Jim Wolf's Brain and Jimmy from the Bobby McGee's. It will be a Jim Jam. Yes. You can see the details of that and all of the forthcoming gigs at www.totallyacoustic.com. And yeah, hope to see you there. Bye.